Are you flirting with me? Sweetie, I don't think you really understand the situation here. This isn't a date. Your mommy asked me to babysit. You think I would date you? We might be in the same class, but we're clearly not on the same league. I mean, you're cute, but baby, look at you. You still pee your pants. Oh, don't deny it. Come with me. You know, it's funny because at first, when your parents asked me to babysit while they're on vacation, I thought they meant for your little sister. I mean, we're both in the same class. Our little sisters are in the same class, too. Made sense. But when I heard they were taking her with them, I thought it was even funnier. Babysitting someone my age, I mean, your parents really don't trust you, do they? Now, according to my sister, yours still has a bedwetting problem. She found out during a sleepover. That's why I assume you might have that problem in common. Come on, don't lie to me. Well, I guess we won't have to take any chances then. Look what I found in your sister's room. Good night's nighttime underwear. Aw, they're teenagers' training pants. That's so cute. You can't hold it, huh? You go pee-pee in your bed? Do you go pee-pee in your pants sometimes too? Come on now, I want an answer. Don't be shy. You go potty in your pull-ups, don't you? No. Are you wearing one of those right now? No? Well, there's no time to waste then. Let's put you in one. If you can't control yourself at night, then there's a chance you might pee your pants during the day too. I can't take that risk. Oh my god, they even have butterflies and flowers on them. Do the little flowers disappear when you pee in your diaper? Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about? Well, I just think it's weird that your parents would have brought your sister on vacation without bringing her pull-ups with them. That's why I'm guessing these are actually meant for you. Did you hide them in her closet? You didn't want me to find out. Well, I would have eventually, honey. Aw, getting all bashful, are you? Tell me, is it just for the night? Or do you wear girly pink pull-ups during the day, too? Why don't you just let me check? Stop blushing, bashful pants. I know you still have little bedwetting accidents. Oh, that was last year, huh? Well, your mom clearly still doesn't trust you to keep your pants dry if she left you a pack of pull-ups here. Clearly she thought they'd be better off with you. You don't want me to tell everyone at school your little secret, do you? That's what I thought. Why don't we try it on you now? I know it's still early, but we'll see if it fits. Oh, and you can keep them on, too. It'll be done for tonight. Unless you have a little accident. Oh, don't take it like that. Look, if you're nice, I'll even let you keep your shorts on over it. But for now, they need to come off, and so do your little panties. Chop chop, on the bed. Let's put you in your nighttime pull-ups now, sweetie. Then we'll reenact the sleepover your sister had. My sister will come over with all her friends, so you guys can braid each other's hair and trade gossips. If you behave, maybe I won't mention the reason why your little butt's crinkling over your Dora PJs. Test me, and I'll make sure to check the state of your pull-ups periodically. And very publicly. You may actually need to be checked, though, as the bathroom will be off-limits for you. Now pants off, trainers on. Our guests will be arriving soon, and I'm sure you don't want them to catch you mid-change. All right, get your pants down, please. Or do you want me to take them off for you? I can do that. Come on. I want to see your cute little butt in these pull-ups. Wait for me to take off your pants, and you can spend the rest of the afternoon in your cute pull-ups like the big baby you are. I thought so. Now panties, too. Uh-oh, somebody isn't wiping their bum, hmm? Oh, well, what can we expect? You shouldn't even be allowed in big kid undies in the first place. That doesn't matter now, does it? You can leave stains in those. We'll simply change it for a new one. If you do as I say, you'll only wear these diapers when I babysit you. If you don't, well, I'll have to tell your mother you're not ready for real underwear, and you'll be in them full time, including school. Did you hear that? I think my friends and sister are here. Hurry, get up and get changed while I answer the door. If I come back and your diaper's not on yet, we'll put it on in front of them. What is it, sweetheart? Don't mind my friends. You can tell me anything in front of them. You know how this works. I don't want to have to check your diaper to learn if your bum is wet. I want you to tell me. It's the only way you'll learn to notice when you pee yourself, sweetheart. Now use your words and say it. Maggie, I had an accident in my pull-ups. Can you please change me? Louder, please. You need a change? A change of what? Be specific for me, baby. Oh, you need me to change your pull-ups. See, wasn't that hard, was it? Now, why would you need that? I thought you didn't need pull-ups during the day. Repeat it. You hear that, ladies? Someone here needs me to change their pull-ups because someone had a little accident in them. Oh, don't tell me to speak more softly. My friends already know anyway. Just go get me one of those diapers that are on your bed. I'll change you. Actually, I've changed my mind. Bring the pull-ups to my sister. She's going to change you. She said to bring two of them. No, three. We'll triple diaper you in case you leak while we're at the mall. You're gonna waddle like a little ducky. It'll be the cutest thing. Plus the crinkling sound you make when you walk, it's adorable. Bring the whole Goodnights bag with you. You'll probably need a change again by the time we reach the mall, you big baby.